MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, March 31, 2025. A Marblehead educator has been reinstated, and the Salisbury Sand Replenishment Project is complete. Cloudy, windy, near 60, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 1:30 p.m. Lee Blender of the Marblehead Current is writing that in Marblehead, a Glover School special education preschool teacher, fired in the aftermath of a student restraint crisis, has been cleared of any wrongdoing by a state arbitrator. Arbitrator Mary Ellen Shea ruled on March 27 that Patty Frawley, who lives in town, be hired back at Glover. Shea is quoted as saying, "The decision to fire Patricia Frawley on April 17, 2024 was not supported by just cause. The district is ordered to immediately reinstate Frawley to her position and restore all wages and benefits she would have received but for the wrongful termination." According to Marblehead Current reporter Lee Blender, Frawley said she isn't sure what the next steps will be, but she's looking forward to being back with students. Matt Petrie's writing in the Newburyport Daily News, nearly a year after funding for the state Salisbury Beach Nourishment Project was awarded, State Senator Bruce Tarr of Gloucester announced its completion Tuesday while standing on a section of new sand. Tarr is quoted as saying, "The project deadline before we had to stop because of plover season and other considerations was March 31, so the project is done ahead of time at a cost of about $2.3 million. The project, awarded to T. Ford Company, Inc. of Georgetown, has seen large volumes of sand brought to the beach to restore the most affected areas. Tarr said the project has left the dune with a crest elevation of 17 feet and a consistent slope with a 5-to-1 ratio. Again, he's quoted as saying, "Anything less than that would not have conformed to the permits that were obtained for the project, and anything less than that would not have given us the sustainability and the resilience that this project has already demonstrated." The project has already been successful, withstanding a number of storms even before completion. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News, in a show of support countering strong opposition to a proposed dining and entertainment establishment at Salem Willows, other city residents have organized a petition in favor of the seasonal alcohol and entertainment licenses being sought from Salem's Licensing Board. As of Friday afternoon, the petition had received 405 signatures since its creation on March 20. Meanwhile, an existing petition opposing the proposal has 636 signatures. The applications before the licensing board seek to renovate a 3,700-square-foot space at 197 Fort Avenue in the Salem Willows, the former location of Salem Low, converting it into an entertainment facility with a bar, kitchen, seating areas to fit 86 people, and a game area for axe throwing, archery, and Nerf dart games. Julia Sokol, co-owner of M&M Restaurants LLC, submitted the application as Willows Tavern on behalf of Bit Bar owner Gideon Koltoff. Michael McHugh has much more on this story in today's Salem News. Ethan Foreman writes in the Gloucester Times, while Gloucester voters will soon get a say on the city's MBTA Communities Law zoning ordinance during a special election April 24, the city's municipal election season is starting to ramp up. Nomination papers for the 2025 municipal election will be available tomorrow, April 1. The city will be holding elections this year for mayor, 4 city council at-large seats, ward councilors in wards 1 through 5, and 6 school committee seats. Residents interested in running can pick up nomination papers in the city clerk's office at City Hall, 9 Dale Avenue, on or after April 1 during regular business hours, according to the city's elections webpage. And Isaac Green writes on itemlive.com, More than 2 years after the closure of Lynn's downtown commuter rail station, residents say they're losing patience and faith in the pace of promised infrastructure improvements. Although the MBTA reopened limited service at a temporary platform at Ellis and Friend Streets in December 2023, the agency has not provided a formal update on the permanent station or the adjacent garage redevelopment since September of 2023. In that time, visible progress has remained minimal and communication is sparse. The high school's spring sports season is underway. The defending state champion Division I boys lacrosse team, the St. John's Prep Eagles, opened their season with an 11-7 win Saturday against Acton-Boxborough. Senior captain Cam McCarthy had 3 goals for the Eagles. In girls lacrosse, Beverly topped Algonquin 12-9, with the Panthers' Jocelyn Silva netting 6 goals in the win. The Manchester Essex boys lacrosse team will have a new head coach this season. He's Wesley Chittick, who was the Danvers boys coach for the past 5 years. And in high school baseball today, Gloucester plays at Rockport at 3:30. Well, the Red Sox dropped 3 out of 4 games in their opening series in Texas against the Rangers. This afternoon, the Red Sox will play the Orioles in Baltimore. Bruins and Celtics both off yesterday. Celtics play at the Grizzlies tonight, and the Bruins host the Capitals tomorrow. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.